18-year-old Matthew Chugluk of Anchorage sits low on the gym floor at Juno Douglas High School Yada Akathle Saturday morning. His neck is craned upward and his eyes are laser-focused on a ball hanging on a string above him. Then, in one fluid motion, he kicks a leg up to touch the ball while bouncing on one hand, successfully completing an Alaskan high kick.
By showing grace in your events is by showing respect for not only the event, but yourself too.
Chugluk is Yupik, and he's one of more than 250 athletes who came to Juneau to compete in the 8th annual traditional games. Many of them are indigenous, but the games are open to participants from any background. The event opened with a cultural dance and song. Throughout the three-day event, the athletes from about 30 different teams competed in a dozen different games. Each requires a unique skill set, a lot of training, and focus. They're all rooted in indigenous hunting and survival skills.
The history goes back hundreds, maybe thousands of years, so let's see it continue hundreds or thousands of more years.
That's Kyle Worrell. He's a coach and leads the program in Juneau. He says the games had a profound impact on him when he began participating as a high schooler. And now, as an adult and coach, he says he wants to make sure other young people can experience them too.
It's a way to celebrate our culture and carry on these games and introduce them to youth throughout the Southeast region and beyond.
Nathan Blake is a high school senior in Juneau. Not only did he compete, but he was also in charge of getting the crowd of family, friends, and spectators excited. He says the inclusiveness of the games is one of the biggest reasons he's drawn to them.
All of us have really our own reasons to love this and appreciate the values that it brings to each home. This is an event that teaches everyone that this isn't just a game for one culture and one only. This is a game for everyone to come together and just be one with one another, regardless of how you look or what you do.
Ricardo Worrell, Kyle's uncle, was a coach for the games in Juneau back in the 1980s and was honored on Saturday. During a speech to the athletes, he called on them to continue to uplift their culture and diversity amid the political turmoil happening in the country.
We have grown-ups who don't believe that being diverse, being inclusive, is something that should be supported. So your added responsibility for this weekend is to be exactly who you are.
This year, athletes broke 12 records in different categories and age groups. Organizers say the games this year were one of, if not the biggest, events held since they began in 2018. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.